Hi, good morning. Thank you. My name's Anne. I'm an alcoholic addict. Thank you for asking me to be of service. Nervous. I'm nervous. The reason why I'm nervous, you know what? Because I love this program. I absolutely adore this program and what it's not only done for me in my life, but the lives of my family around me. So I really want to do it justice, you know what I mean? And I'm like scribbling notes and I'm listening to other people talking. I'm thinking, oh, that's a really good point. So anyway, I'm just, you know what? I just got to let God do it. I've got to let God do it, you know, because this is who we got to give credit to at the end of the day, you know. So step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So I was thinking about that this morning. Sanity. So I looked up the definition, the ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner, sound mental health. So what is insanity? The state of being seriously mental ill, madness, extreme foolishness, and irrationality. Well, fuck me, don't I know about that one? Oh, don't I know about irrationality? To the point that my behaviours and my thinking are so deluded that when it comes to the ability to behave and act normal and rationally, that's when I come unstuck. That's when I'm sat there and going, I ain't got a clue what I'm doing. I don't know how to do that, okay? So I have to believe in a power greater than myself is going to be able to restore me to that. So in the big book, the chapter We Agnostics is where we learn about is step two. Step two is we agnostics. So what is an agnostic? So a Gnostic basically is a person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God, right? And that's me. I wasn't a full atheist. I believed in something, but didn't really know what. And I didn't have any belief in that. See, I believed that you believed, but I didn't believe, like, I just didn't think it was going to work. You know, I didn't have faith. But why? Why did I not think God was going to work? And the reason being is because I've been looking at God wrong all my life. You see, I've been looking at God like a genie in a lamp. You know, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And God never delivered on these wishes. You know, I would tell myself, like, you know, I used to pretend I was an atheist because I thought it made me sound more impressive, you know. But I believed in something because I used to pray every time I used, I prayed. I swore to a God that I didn't know what it was, that I was never going to do it again. I would pray, please get me out of this situation. Please make this happen to me. Who or what I was praying to, I don't really know. See, I was given a God as a child, and I turned my back on that, not because of necessarily the God itself, but because of maybe the people in the religion. The book says, like, you know, we talk about intolerance when we ourselves are intolerant. We talk about, like, you know, we turn our backs on the whole forest because of the ugliness of a couple of the trees, you know? So when it was put to me that I don't need to have your conception of God, my own conception of God, I was like, oh, I still don't trust me enough to know what that is because I'm insane still. You know, when I think about it, like, you know, it says in the 12 and 12 as well, first, AA does not, well, CA does not demand that you believe anything. All of its 12 steps are suggestions. Second, to get sober and to stay sober, you don't have to swallow all of step two right now. Oh, now that was a good one for me. You see, because it isn't something that you read step two, bam, like magic, you got it. It's a work in progress. And it will deepen over time. The more you practice it, the more it will come to you. Thank God for that. Because I was sitting there doing my step two with my sponsor, like a nodding dog. Yep. And in the back of my head, it's going, you ain't got a clue, have you? And it's like, no, not really. You know, and I was still scared. I still didn't really have that real strong faith that I do today. And that is through experience, you know. And third of all you really need is an open mind. Well, okay, I can get on board with that. You see, because it also says, right, as soon as we admitted the possible existence of a creative intelligence, a spirit of the universe underlining the totality of things, we began to be possessed by a new sense of power and direction. Wow. And how true is that? You see, because I want proof, I want evidence, I want to know how does it work. I need to intellectualize God. You need to explain to me, give me evidence that God exists. It's that, well, quite simply, baby, you breathing? Because I don't know about you, but there's plenty of times that I shouldn't be here today, yet I am. I've gotten out of situations that I got myself into, by the way, but I've gotten out of situations that really I should never have gotten out of. Is that not evidence? Is that not proof of the existence of God? Yet somehow my perverse streak, my prejudice still wants evidence. But let me put it to you this way. I do not understand. I've got the concept of electricity. Yeah, but I don't understand the ins and outs exactly of how electricity works. I don't understand the science, the terms, the technology behind how it works. But I still turn my light on. I still get up when it gets dark of an evening and I go and flick that light switch on and I have light. I don't sit there in the dark refusing to turn on the light until I understand the ins and outs and the intricacy of how electricity works. So why, when it comes to something that's going to save my life, such as a power greater than myself, do I feel the need to understand the ins and outs of it before it works? Baby, why are you going to go sit in the dark? Turn on the light. Now, sanity to me is realizing that, first of all, I was insane. You know, sanity to me isn't, and it's been said so much as well, it's not just about the drink and the drugs. It's also about my behaviours and my conduct. See, sanity, being restored to sanity is when that guy phoned me up and was like, hey, baby, what you doing? I ain't running around his house going, it's love, it's love, it's love. You know what I mean? I ain't running to the shop believing that, you know, that, oh, I've had a hard day. I know what will work. I ain't celebrating or commiserating with 3 bottles of wine and a packet of Coke to myself, you know, and trying to justify it. I ain't walking around harming those that I love unintentionally. And I'm not harming myself anymore. I'm not acting out. When I came in and I got asked, like, you know, and I started this whole, like, I couldn't possibly be an addict because I was in denial and I was told the definition of an addict. That, you know, that an addict is not defined by how much or how often they use. It is defined by using against your will. So being restored to sanity is all of a sudden, I'm no longer using against my will. I'm no longer using. I remember sitting there in meetings like, what the fuck is happening? Sorry, I do swear an awful lot. I do apologize. You know what I mean? And it's like that realization that, you know, it's working. It was happening. Now, I came into the room and I walked out electrified all of a sudden because there was a power greater than myself and it existed in the fellowship. See, for me, I came in wearing a crucifix because I had an idea of what God was, but I wore it more for the plain simple, sorry, my mum's here, I'm just bumsing up, for the plain simple fact of, like, you know, who it belonged to. You know, my conception of God has changed. My understanding of God has changed. And what God means to me, God is love. God is love. Who you call him, her, or it, how you pray to God, or when you pray to God. I believe that God is love. And the existence of love is purely in this fellowship for the plain simple fact that we stick around to pass that message on. You know, it is given freely. Freely. How about that? None of us are paid to be here. Who knew? You know, this stuff is not only mind-blowing in its simplicity, but it's mind-blowing in its effectiveness. So my evidence of God and God being able to restore me to sanity is I walk into a room or I click onto a Zoom and I see all these faces of people who are free. People who are telling me that they are not only clean and sober, but they're happy about that. Jeez. Now that blew my mind in the beginning. Happy? Oh, because I don't know about you. Before I came into recovery, I was giving up all the time, all the time. And I was miserable every time I did until I had to go back. I had to go back, you know. So who is God? Well, what is God to you? My God is love. And my God is in the existence of all of you, you know. And that's how he restores us to sanity. He restores us to sanity because all of a sudden we unlearn our old thinking and our old behaviours. And we start to behave in a way which for some of us is so new, but it feels so right. Ain't always easy. Thank God we got a fellowship to keep us on track. I will leave it there. Thank you. I hope I covered step 2 for you.